This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Past the hour on the DJV show, Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen. I get to sit in his chair and talk with Victoria Keelan and Karis Gillen and all of you. And it's so much fun, so I really enjoy it. Thank you for having me. Victoria Keelan, here we are. It's another day, and nothing is ever short in the conversation bank. Especially when it comes to kind of the food and what we're eating and what goes in our body. And this morning we're a little bit focused on soy.
It's true. You know, soy is, at this point, soy is almost ubiquitous. It's in everything that we consume. And now the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is saying that they're calling takebacks on a health claim that soy protein reduces heart disease risk. They're now saying that that was first claimed in 1999. A lot of studies have come out since that that's not really the case. There are other examples that they have that they've allowed to make, like that the benefits of calcium and vitamin D together reduce osteoporosis. That's often been sort of challenged with new studies that come out. So with soy especially, I mean, soy is everywhere. And people, when it first came out, like when it first went mainstream in the early 2000s,
it was like the big health thing.
Yeah, and everybody needed a soy latte at Starbucks. Yeah. I mean, it was soy, soy, soy. Well, then it turns out, not only is soy, like, it can be very dangerous for both men and women, it's especially dangerous for men who are of the reproductive age because it will make you grow man boobs. And it, because what soy does is when it gets broken down in the body, it produces estrogen. So we not only have, it's pretty much, one of the doctors that I've been working with has actually said that she has seen an epidemic of guys in their 30s who have very low testosterone counts, very high estrogen counts, and she said, I guarantee that it's because there's so much soy in all of the food. It makes sense. Wow. I mean, it is so, it's everywhere. I just recently have eliminated soy completely. Edamame is the only natural form of soy that I'm going to eat. Because soy in women, too much soy in women has been linked to breast cancer. And that because of the amount of estrogen that it makes your body produce. But if you look at cereal, granola bars, I mean, I literally stood in the cereal aisle 2 weeks ago trying to find cereal for my husband, and everything has soy in it. It's so frustrating because it's not a healthy ingredient, and finally the FDA is getting on board.
You know, it's funny. Just this week, I had this conversation with my brother. He's trying to lose like 20 pounds. And so he jumped onto this this diet where you eat the kind of controlled meals. And I said, what are those controlled meals made of? Because I did one of them where it's kind of the packets. And I won't name the brand because I don't have any proof.
Is it like a diet plan or?
It's a diet plan. It's one of the, and one of the ones you've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
But the ingredient in the one that I did was soy and soy, isolate. And shortly after that, and again, I have no proof of anything. This is just my head thinking about what happened to me. But shortly after I did that diet, I had Hodgkin's lymphoma in the chest. And nobody can tell you why you get Hodgkin's. There's no reason. So, you know, of course, you do your research and everything, and I start finding the same thing you just mentioned, links to soy and breast cancer and links to soy and other kinds of cancer and the GMO aspect of soy and the links to cancer. And I always wondered whether that had anything to do with why I got my Hodgkin's lymphoma. So I tell my brother, hey, listen, dude, look at the packets, check the ingredients. And he's like, it's whey protein. I'm like, okay, whey proteins. You know, a lot of people do that. It's, I think it's fine. Well, upon further inspection, he finds out it is soy isolate protein. Mm-hmm. And I said,
it's way cheaper.
Make make this a short term thing, dude, because you do not want to stay on that stuff long time. So definitely look at the ingredients of what you're buying.
And, you know, I'm looking at my two little dogs now, too. Pet owners, check your dog food because there's a lot of soy, and it's become a cheap junk filler. And soy is everywhere, and it is it's no better for your dog than it is for you. So if, you know, there's a huge spike in dog cancers of all types, look at the dog food. I mean, you go right to the source. And, you know, I mean, when people say, oh, well, the Asian diet is so filled with soy, that's never true. People are so wrong about when Western culture wants to say, oh, you know, the soy diet, it's you know, they eat tofu a lot.
They're eating the natural soy. They're not eating the GMO soy. They're not eating the processed soy.
And the truth is, they're not eating nearly as much soy as we think that they're eating in a healthy Asian diet. It's way more fish than soy. And soy there's no soy milk. Soy milk doesn't exist in Asia. I mean, maybe now it does, but like if you go back to a traditional Asian diet, which is what a lot of soy proponents, you know, like to cite, there's no soy milk. There's no coffee with soy milk in it. I mean, we have created a monster. It's like creating plastic. It's horrible.
And I'm starting to sound like Doug, and it drives me crazy a little bit, but just eat real food.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
edamame is like I said, that's a natural source of soy, and that's the only thing that I have that maybe twice a year.
But you still have to watch out for the GMO part of that stuff because it's, you know. And listen to me, like I'm some health nut or something, and I'm not. But
right, but I'm very non-GMO, so I don't do GMO anything if I can help it. I mean, it's very rare.
Hard.
It's hard, and I make a real conscious effort. It's gotten easier, thankfully, and I live in New York City where there is a lot of variety, and Whole Foods and things like that make it easier to get away from GMO. But, you know, people who just keep saying that there's nothing wrong with GMOs, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'd like to talk to you again in 20 years. And you
I've pretty much banned corn from our house.
Oh, I don't have anything with corn.
There's
no
nothing
corn.
Natural about corn anymore.
Well, it's like another thing. Look at how much high fructose corn syrup, that's all genetically modified.
Yeah.
Look at any type of corn oil, corn syrup of any kind that's in any type of product, any type of baked good. Look at those ingredients. You have to start reading labels.
You're a hypocrite, though.
Why?
I saw you yesterday tweeting about Candy Corn Day.
Well, I don't like candy corns. I think they're gross. But yesterday was National Candy Corn Day, so it doesn't mean I'm saying I endorse it. It just happened to be a fact.
And we all know that you want to be right there on the facts. All right, so there it is. Check your ingredients level for soy. Do your research if you go onto one of these prepared package meals that is soy based.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's no proof. I'm just...
Well, there's enough. Let's
experience.
Put it this way, though. We can say there's no proof that's true, and maybe in your case, but anecdotal evidence is important, and that's how a lot
little,
of things start.
The little lawyer standing on my shoulder is I've got the angel
course,
on one shoulder and then the lawyer on the other shoulder where the devil used to be.
But it is interesting enough that for the FDA, which is pretty conservative, for them to actually say we're now reclaiming a lot of these health statements that we made because we know better, that's a pretty bold move. That's pretty big.
It is. It is. All right. So check it out. Be educated. Be alert. Be aware. And do your homework when you eat.
And you do. And you have to be your own health advocate. You can't just. You have.
Nobody's going to do it for you.
No one's going to do it for you. Yeah. And if you want to take that easy route,
we'll do it for you.
and it's going to be all story.
We'll do this segment with Dr. Jack on intermittent fasting and Dr. Ken. So we will do it for you. So check in here Tuesdays, Thursdays, and all the time with the podcast, with Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug, and we'll bring you the health news that'll help you kind of be aware of this stuff. All right, it's coming up on 16 past the hour on the DJV show.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Eighteen past the hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And you know, I'm a Washington Nationals fan, and when the Nationals just crashed and burned in their baseball playoffs this year, I lost all interest in any baseball. The National Championship, no, forget it. The World Series, not interested. But I got to tell you, yeah, this World Series has really been interesting, and it's really been entertaining, and it got me back into watching baseball, and I've been excited about it. I watched that game the other night, and man, let me tell you something. You get balls flying out of the park like that, and you've got to just be entertained, especially when it's going back and forth. You know, there's so many three-run home runs the other night, and you got Clayton Kershaw just basically giving up eight runs and get dingers left and right, and you're like, wow, this is entertaining. But now the conspiracy theorists are starting to come out and say, whoa, wait a minute. Something's going. There's 20 couple home runs in this World Series. Mm-hmm. That's just out of control. It just doesn't happen. What is going on? So all the conspiracy theorists are thinking something's up, that baseball has got the fix in to help the ratings. And they might not be wrong, because they're thinking a couple of people have caught baseballs, and they're thinking these baseballs have been changed a little bit to fly a little better.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's interesting. Sports Illustrated did a pretty big expose on what pitchers are actually saying are slicker baseballs, and they think that the ball themselves is actually more tightly wound, and so it's creating. I think Sports Illustrated started with this story with the relative ineffectiveness of sliders in the postseason, and they kind of were starting to look into it a little bit more. And a lot of pitchers, like Justin Verlander, he came forward and said, you know, there's been a surge of home runs, and it started at the All-Star break in 2015. And he also believes that a lot of the pitchers feel that the balls are different. And he said, quote, "We just want consistency, whether the balls are juiced or not. Hey, I'm pitching with the same ball everybody else is. That's fair, and it's an even playing field. But I think the main complaint is that the balls seem a little different in the postseason. And even from the postseason to the World Series balls, they're a little slick." And he said, as a pitcher, you just have to deal with it. He said, and I don't think it's the case of one pitcher saying something's different. He said, I think as a whole, everybody is saying something's a little off. Wow. Now, the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, said that, you know, he's absolutely confident that the balls are within the established guidelines.
Which doesn't mean it hasn't
still
been changed.
Right. It doesn't. Yeah, that's right. Exactly it.
All right. So we'll keep an eye on it. You got Game 6 coming up tonight, and we'll see if any dingers get out of there. So check it out coming up on the DJV show. Stick with us. It's 21 past the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Is. Mother of the year, Courtney Love. But you know, as wacky and crazy as she is, I've kind of come to respect her a little bit over the years. And especially now, she's trying to protect the photos from Kurt Cobain's death scene from being published. Her and her daughter, Frances Bean, no, they weren't doing any drugs when they named that kid, are reportedly in the midst of a legal battle against the release of photos of Kurt Cobain's body following his death. What's going on here, Victoria?
Well, so, yes, that's essentially she and Frances Bean are trying to prevent this from happening. However, there's this journalist and conspiracy theorist named Richard Lee. He has literally spent the last 23 years attempting to prove that Kurt Cobain was actually murdered and that he didn't commit suicide. So, this guy now claims to have come across official court documents detailing that Courtney and the daughter are trying to legally block police photos from the scene from being released to the public because Courtney says, as you can imagine, Kurt was shot in the head. And these are photos that she and her daughter don't want to see. She had to see them already.
Sure, right.
Courtney had to see them.
Right.
The daughter, I don't believe, has seen them. She does not want this becoming fodder for public consumption. And so she also said that she feels that it would open her and her daughter up to stalkers and to being harassed. Because people are so into this Kurt Cobain thing, and there are a lot of people who are following the conspiracy theory that he was actually murdered.
Yeah, I've heard this story years ago. I heard the conspiracy theory that he had been killed. So that's interesting. So he's just trying to do a court order to get the court to release the photos?
Yeah, and so he had a failed attempt with the Seattle police in 2015. In 2016, he launched this newest campaign, I guess, again, to have everything going. I don't know legally who's right and who's wrong. Like, what becomes public property and what isn't? I think that's essentially what this is going to come down to.
Well, if it's court-owned documents, the Freedom of the Information Act,
right,
it's a court battle, and... he could possibly witness
me. It's so bizarre to me what people think is their business. Like, what does this random guy have any business knowing any of this stuff? Like, it's a private suicide, and I guess his court owned the documents now, but it's just, people are so bizarre.
But that's
and even
key.
If he was murdered, at this point, if his wife and daughter are trying to move on, then what's the point? You know, I mean, even if it was...
Because fanboy can't stand not knowing the truth and needs to absolutely know the truth.
Yep, I guess so. Well, Courtney basically said that this guy has already stalked and harassed her and her family for years, since 1994 when Kurt died. She said that the loss of her husband was the most traumatic experience of her life. It left me physically distraught, and I continue to suffer emotionally from the loss of my husband to this day. Frances Bean says she's had to deal with the trauma of his death her whole life, and this would just make it all worse.
Yeah. Yeah, you
Let
know what?
Rest it's, in peace.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to solve? I mean, sure, it would be an interesting story if it did, but, you know, what are you going to solve? We're not going to get anywhere. He's gone. He's dead.
Yeah. They don't even know who shot Biggie. I mean, and we know Biggie was murdered.
Wasn't there a TV special about that not too long ago where they were going to try and solve it?
Probably. These are all going to just... going to be unsolved cases. It's drug deals gone bad or whatever. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, you're not going to get anywhere. All right. So we'll keep an eye on this, see if it goes anywhere. I'm hoping that we don't have to see the pictures because it's a train wreck. You have to look, and I don't want to. 28 past the hour on the DJ V Show.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, even though it's GM's biggest brand globally, the future of Buick all depends on its SUVs, which make up 77% of its sales. The new Buick Enclave comes full circle after Buick invented the third-row luxury SUV 10 years ago. The new Enclave is the first application of Buick's Avenir trim level. It has the largest second-row seat room, ample third-row seat room, and it comes with lots of features, including a camera mirror, starting around $41,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland, matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Past the hour, get your morning ready and rolling. Here we go. And it's the DJ V Show. I am Rich McFadden, sitting in for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and just kind of rolling out today. So one of the fun stories today, if you love Eddie Murphy, and I love Eddie Murphy, when he used to be funny, mm-hmm. like now he refuses to be funny.
I know.
But when he used to be funny, there was nobody funnier than that guy. He was hysterical, and especially in Coming to America, he was just his character was really funny. So, if you're in, was it in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Los Angeles today, you could have a special Eddie Murphy experience, kind of, by going to a new restaurant there.
Yeah, Fat Sal's Deli, which is located at 1300 North Highland Avenue in Los Angeles. If you want to go and see McDowell's, which was the fake McDonald's that Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall go to work in Queens. I've actually been to, my husband is from Queens, and literally on our first dinner date, I said, we went into Queens, and I said, you have to take me to McDowell's. It's actually a Wendy's. The original building was a Wendy's,
really?
That the movie redid to make it look like, you know, a McDowell's. And so it's still there. And then the billboard that has, like, where the soul glow, where the family, you know, remember that? that billboard is there. So they've recreated this at Fat Sal's Deli in L.A., and everything about it apparently is spot on from the movie, down to the uniforms that people are wearing, and yeah, and the mix shake and the Mac shake, and they have, like, all these different slightly off-brand McDonald's things, which is what McDowell's was all about.
That's
so you can actually go today until 3 p.m. I have a feeling they're going to extend these hours, but you can go and visit that. And actually, Fat Sal's, the deli, they do this every year. They pick a different Halloween costume for the building, for the restaurant. And so this year's Halloween costume is McDowell's, which is kind of genius.
That is really funny.
Fat Sal's, one of the owners of Fat Sal's is, you'll remember maybe from the Entourage series on HBO, Turtle, Jerry Ferrara, who played Turtle. He's one of the owners, so...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so this looks like this is a fun Halloween thing to do.
It's fun, and it's a little bit of a deep joke, because it's not like, you know, Coming to America was E.T. or Star Wars or something like that. I mean, so it
rank, though, highly in everybody's, you know, like when you look at the best comedies and stuff, it's
everybody's
up there.
Everybody's seen it.
But you know, they're doing a second one.
Are they really?
I just read this yesterday. They're doing a second one. Eddie Murphy and Arsenio are writing it. They're on board, and they have somebody like they have somebody big who's going to direct it.
Is he going to be like the father or something? How is Eddie Murphy going to be in the movie? Because I think that would be kind of fun if he was the new king,
and then
he had a prince who did something similar.
Well, you know, they still have James Earl Jones could still be make an appearance as the grandfather. Then maybe.
I mean, what's the last? What is the last funny movie that Eddie Murphy has done?
The Nutty Professor?
Right?
Maybe.
And that's 15 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything.
Let me look it up.
I can't think of anything since, which is unfortunate. And
I mean, he's done the Haunted House movies, and they were kind of kid funny. I think it has a lot to do with his kids and what he just stopped doing.
Well, I guess the donkey in Shrek was a pretty big character for kids.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's not really an Eddie Murphy movie. You
know? Right. Where he's great in that, and he's funny, but it's not... Well, and he is Eddie Murphy, really, as Donkey, but, I mean, it's like a kid's movie.
So I'm looking at his IMDb page. Apparently, he's going to be in Beverly Hills Cop 4. It's announced. I don't think they've started filming yet, but another Beverly Hills Cop.
Wow. Do you see Coming to America on the IMDb?
I don't see it, so I'm...
It's not in production yet, so maybe...
Why is he listed as being in Star Wars The Last Jedi in 2017?
Maybe he made a cameo.
How in the world is Eddie Murphy making it into Star
been
Wars?
One of
that
the,
is
he
awesome.
Might have been one of the stormtroopers. I think Daniel Craig was one of them. One of the main girls in
really?
Game of Thrones was
That's
one of
right.
them.
That's
yeah,
right.
because you can't see their faces, so they just basically walk by and they get to be in Star Wars without having to do anything.
That's true, yeah. Wow. Daniel Craig? I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure he was one of the stormtroopers.
He was.
Wow. Seems like a lot to go through to not show your face.
Well, he's still doing a lot of stuff. Look at this. He's got 2018, two movies coming out, one movie coming out in 2017, three movies that he's been in 2017.
Really? Is anyone going to ever 16? See them? Are these movies that are going to actually open on screens that people can see? Or are these like, you know,
kind
the equivalent of straight to DVD?
Yeah, kind of a mix. But funny stuff.
If they can make Coming to America 2 funny, then I'm all for it. But if not, leave it alone, because there's no reason to make... There was no reason to make Ace Ventura 2. There's no reason to make Legally Blonde 2, which was horrific. There's no reason to make Coming to America 2 after all these years, unless it's something that's really, really good.
Wow.
And I hope that that's the standards that they've been going by. You know, we're not going to do it unless it's great.
Yeah. No, I hope to. And you know what? Arsenio Hall's a funny guy. He hasn't been in many movies lately, so hopefully it'll do something there that's good.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool. We'll keep an eye on it and check it out. All right, it's 40 past the hour on the DJV show.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes.
Oh, hold on.
Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Inspired by her daughter's love of shadow play before bedtime, former Google veteran Natalie Rabeau created Moonlight, a children's storybook projector that attaches to almost any smartphone and uses the flashlight function to project vibrant story images onto a wall or ceiling.
Clip it on over your phone, and then it uses the power of your phone's flashlight to project the storybook images. Now, we have a couple stories that are public domain that we recreated and re-illustrated, but the majority of our titles, we've partnered with some of the best publishers in the world, so HarperCollins, Penguin Random House, Simon & Schuster, to bring in some of those really big, heavy-hitting titles. So we have Goodnight Moon, which is my favorite.
Mine too. Moonlight.world has more info online. Prices start at $25.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Forty-three past the hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen along with you this morning. Hey, how's your Wednesday going? Cool. Glad to hear it. Hey,
hey, how's your Tuesday going? Because my Tuesday's okay.
Tuesday?
I don't know how my Wednesday's going. Along.
I thought it was Thursday already. Well, it was way too slow. I'm betting Kevin Spacey wishes it was Saturday, that's for sure, because the news cycle will dip on the weekend, and he needs it badly. After the revelations that he tried to attack a 14-year-old boy after the taping of a show back in 1984 or 5, something like that, Netflix is saying that they're going to cancel House of Cards, but they say, you know what? We're going to cancel it anyway.
Well, you know, I think they were thinking about canceling it, and now this just put it right over the edge. Is this a career killer for him? Because it kind of seems like it might be going in that direction.
You know,
Netflix is also apparently canceling that new, the Gore Vidal movie that Kevin Spacey, it's based on the Gore Vidal autobiography that came out last year, or the year before, and Kevin Spacey has taken on that whole project, and I think Netflix is just going to say, no, we're not interested anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? There's a revolution going on when it comes to this just sexual abuse, both in Washington and in Hollywood, two of the worst cities in our country for it.
Yep.
And you're going to see a lot of this, I think. I mean, Kevin Spacey was a well-liked... You know, Harvey Weinstein, he was powerful, but nobody really liked him as far as the public, the American public. Kevin Spacey was well-liked, and that guy went down like a bullet, man. It didn't take 24 hours for him to just... Done.
I know.
So you've got to think, if a guy like that can go down that easily... Look out, because it's about, there's going to be an avalanche in Hollywood. People aren't putting up with it anymore, and with all the social media, with as easy as it is, you got the, we were talking about it yesterday with Corey Feldman and Corey Haim, Corey Feldman coming out and just talking about it. People are going to start believing guys like that who grew up in the industry. And in Washington, same thing. All of these presidents for the last whatever couple hundred years, they have all been womanizing and politicians. All womanizers, all deep, dark, sordid, secret pasts. I don't care whether you're left or right. They're all dirty.
Yeah.
And you can't hide this stuff anymore. You can't sweep it under the rug. And these two
George H.W. can't even get a break this week. He's in a wheelchair. He's 94
or whatever. An old senile man in a wheelchair. Yeah. But, you know, just you can't. that's not the same. I mean, it's, you know, it's not good, but it's not the same.
It's not the same, but it speaks exactly to your point, though, that no one can get away with it anymore on any
right.
level.
Exactly. Yeah. No. It's good. I mean, it's
great.
We're all tired of, and this is part of why Trump is got as popular as he is, because people are sick of these people smiling and talking through their teeth at you, knowing all well that they're lying to you as they're talking to you. And they just want somebody to just shoot them straight. And as terrible as Trump is at talking to people and trying to get his, he's just horrible. But people are tired of the smiling liars. I'm so tired of somebody standing up there at the podium in the Senate or Congress going, I'd like to acknowledge the gentleman from New Jersey. You know what?
Hey, New Jersey out of this.
Go out of Delaware and take whatever you want. But they're all just backstabbing, just liars.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing in Hollywood. It's a club. They mm-hmm. protect each other. Yeah. And they're the biggest dirt bags on the face of the planet. And even with, was it Matt Damon and what's his buddy?
Yeah, Ben Affleck. Yeah.
Ben Affleck. They protected these guys.
That was disappointing.
All well knowing what was going on with Harvey Weinstein. And they're like, oh, I'm so shocked. And, you know, being called out by, was it Rose McGowan, who now has a little drug problem. She's getting hauled back here to Virginia because she got caught with drugs on a plane at Dulles Airport. So it's a mess, man. These mm-hmm. people are a mess.
It's true.
Put them up on a pedestal.
But, you know, it's interesting who's coming out of this, you know, winners and losers, because, you know, with a scandal like this, there's always the, you know, two teams of winners and losers. And, you know, Matt Damon really has come out on the losing end of this. He has put his foot in his mouth a few times. He's been trying to kind of clarify things, but he's missed on all cylinders, I think.
Wouldn't that be something if his popularity just...
I feel like it has, with women especially, and women are, except for when he's doing Jason Bourne movies, women are the bulk of his audience.
Yeah.
So, true. I don't know.
Who's next to go? Who do you think? Who's the dirtbag that's just teetering on the edge of the cliff right now?
Well, I never would have guessed Kevin Spacey, but I guess he's, you know, that could be a career killer for him. Because the thing with Kevin Spacey, he doesn't even have the Broadway community to fall back on, because that's where all of this began. And so, and the LGBTQ community, they're angry with him because he decided to, like, piggyback this bad apology with this, you know,
I'm coming out of the closet
and I'm a proud gay man. It's like,
my God. And you know, I get my news feed from, you know, several different sources. And the left, the right, the whatever. And the right is like saying, hey, listen, the mainstream media, the MSM is out there, is just totally buying this storyline that it's a coming out story, not an abuse story. Don't buy it. Don't get fooled by all of this.
I don't know anybody who's really fooled by this. I mean, people have taken him to task on social media.
Right, and the public might not be fooled, but what their claim is that the mainstream media is trying to twist the story so that it's a coming-out story and not an abuse story.
Yeah, well, luckily, we're all smarter than that. We know better.
Well, that's the point. You can't hide anything, and you can't push anything over on people anymore.
Yeah.
People want to be... You can't lie to people anymore. They're going to see right through it.
You will.
So whether you're Hollywood or whether you're Washington, the game is over, dude. You can't do it. It's just... It's going to get out. There is no if, and, or buts about it. So anyway. All right. So it's the DJV show, and it's 50 past the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Music. 53 past the hour, movie moments music for you, and this is Chuck Curry, our movie moments, you are a movie critic here. This is your favorite.
I think, Rich, that theme music to It's a Wonderful Life is confusing you a little.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Chuck, is this your favorite day of the year? Because we know how you love the horror genre. And we know that you grew up watching all of the horror movies and the disaster movies. So I have to think that.
I like the Halloween season as a whole. I like the month of October. There's something I think pretty cool about it. But
What twisted part of you though? I mean, did you like Halloween first? Or did you like the horror movies first?
That's a good question.
You're a little twisted.
Well, I like a lot of different things, and I don't want to be pigeonholed into just horror. But I do like the genre. I think when I grew up as a kid, you know, going to the video store, seeing boxes of when you went to the video store, you saw a box of a movie on a shelf, and a lot of interesting titles. And horror has a lot of imagination because the budget for a lot of horror films is much lower than a regular studio film. So directors and producers have been a lot more creative. Give you an example of the theme score we just scored, played to Halloween from 1978. That movie we shot on a budget of less than, I think it was like $350,000. It became the largest independent movie ever made millions of dollars at the box office, put the director John Carpenter on the map. That score is probably the most definitive to any horror release and really defines Halloween in a lot of ways. Carpenter composed that score himself. And the original title of Halloween was not actually Halloween. They were going to call it The Babysitter Murders. And then the producer got the idea to come up with the title of Halloween to keep it with a Halloween theme. And I don't think if it was named The Babysitter Murders and not Halloween, we'd be having this discussion back now.
We certainly would. So, I mean, I remember back, you and I are the same age, so back in the late 70s and early 80s, horrors movies were a big thing. I mean, you'd get all your friends together, you'd stay up late on a Friday night, and you'd watch one of these movies that you rented from Blockbuster or whatever it was. And is it the same now? Am I just out of touch with it? Does the horror genre still do as well as it did then?
Yeah, well, I think in terms of classics, maybe not, but it is still probably the most profitable division in all of Hollywood. I mean, there's this production company, Blumhouse Productions, that did The Conjuring, Annabelle. They just released Happy Death Day. A lot of these movies are produced for less than $5 million and do $50 to $100 million at the U.S. box office alone. So it is a very profitable enterprise. Horror. Yes.
I think I was listening to a story the other day about Blair Witch Project, and I'm not positive, but I think that they said it was one of the most profitable movies in movie history.
Yeah, because I think they shot that also for like $1 million, and it made something like
$240 million.
Yeah, it's a pretty good, if that was the stock, you'd be very rich. Very good.
Can you imagine? All right, what's going on in movie news today, Chucker?
According to numerous reports, up to 80% of Disney's young Han Solo movie was reshot by director Ron Howard. The original directors, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who did the Lego movie, were fired. They spent 4 months on the project. Ron Howard spent 4 months on the project, which probably means that the budget, initial budget, doubled. That's okay for Disney and the Star Wars universe. They have the money to foot the bill.
Nobody shed a tear for them.
In an interview promoting the new Thor movie, Jeff Goldblum says that his part in the new Jurassic World Part 2 is actually pretty small. Somewhat of a bummer because I love his character, Ian Malcolm, from the original Jurassic Park. I was hoping he would have a very large part in this entry, but according to him, not so much.
So I haven't heard a whole lot about the new movie, the Jurassic Park. Tell me about it. Who's
well, it's a sequel to Jurassic World, which was, I thought, a really good entry in that franchise. It made a lot of money. It's coming out next summer. It's called Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, I believe, Part 2.
Good stuff.
Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard will be back from the last installment.
Yeah, you know, Chris Pratt's got himself quite the career going on. I mean, with between that and the Guardians of the Galaxy, that guy's he can retire on those two franchises, right?
No doubt. And he's now single, so he's got it all going.
Yeah. There you go, Kara.
That's what I always wanted. I do love Chris Pratt, so I wouldn't say no.
He's a funny guy, man. I enjoy his movies. So.
Do you see him playing Indiana Jones? I think he's too quirky, though.
No. I could see that. Okay. Yeah. I would go watch that. So, all right, Chucker, thank you very much. There's your Tuesday movie news for you, and it's 58 past the hour on the DJV show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.